And if this is Thursday, there must be a presidential debate tonight. And there is. The Republicans will be on CNN.
And yesterday was Wednesday. So, of course, there was a debate yesterday as well. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in Florida after Sanders' upset win in the Michigan primaries. And they were questioned by a panel headed by Univision superstar Jorge Ramos, who asked if they'd pledge not to deport children.
You would stop those deportations.
I would stop.
The deportations for children?
Yes.
And those who don't have a criminal record.
Of the people, the undocumented people living in our country, I do not want to see them deported. I want to see them on a path to citizenship. That is exactly what I will do.
Senator Sanders, can you promise us tonight that you won't deport children?
Let me just say this. I don't think that the secretary fully answered your question.
That sound courtesy of CNN, which also broadcast that Univision debate. Let's bring in our Here and Now political analyst, Paris Denard, Republican strategist, not aligned with any campaign. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello.
And Jamal Simmons is with us. He's a Democratic strategist, not aligned with any campaign. Hi, Jamal.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. And let me start with you, Jamal, on that, what we just heard there. But overall, the debate last night, there was a standing ovation for Bernie Sanders at the end. And you tweeted, the standing ovation for Bernie at the end of this debate had to be jarring for Hillary. Bernie gives the boiled down real stuff people like.
That's right. There's no subtlety left in Bernie Sanders' campaign. I mean, it's all about, you know, it's free college. It's attacking Wall Street. It's returning power to the people. It's all the things that I think a liberal Democratic activist would be super excited about. Hillary Clinton's a little bit more nuanced. Hillary Clinton's thinking about what can we pass through Congress? What programs can we do that we administratively have the power to implement? And I think she has a restraint because she's thinking about governing, while Sanders, I think, is thinking about proposing, promising, and being an activist.
Well, let's just say, Jamal, that Bernie Sanders did say in that exchange with Jorge Ramos that he also would not deport children if their, let's say, their families were being deported or if for some reason they were pinpointed by themselves. He also agreed with her that he wouldn't do it. But here's an example of, I think, what you're talking about. Their responses to a very poignant appeal for help from an undocumented woman who was in the audience, a mother who says her husband has been deported and she's got to support her family, five children, on her own. Now, first, Hillary Clinton praised her courage. Let's listen.
And I don't think there's any doubt that we must do more to let stories like yours be heard more widely so that more Americans know what the human cost of these policies are. And I will do everything I can to prevent other families from facing what you are facing.
And you can hear the interpreter whispering in that mother's ear. And then Bernie Sanders addressed the woman in the audience and referred to a member of the U.S. military whose wife was deported.
That is beyond comprehension and policies that should not be allowed to exist. So, ma'am, I will do everything that I can to unite your family. Your children deserve to be with their mother.
And so, Jamal, I mean, it was a bit of a draw there.
It was. And I do have to say, I thought Hillary Clinton did a very good job last night with leading with her heart before she started explaining her policies. So really trying to connect with these questioners on a human level before she went to the policy answer, which is a new thing for Hillary Clinton.
But is this really as much of a race at this point as it was, say, a month ago? People have pointed out that in order for Bernie Sanders to become the nominee, he's going to have to win more than half of the delegates. And in these states, these are not winner-take-all states on the Democratic side.
You're absolutely right. It's a very tough lane for Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, to get to the nomination right now.
Yeah. And Paris, I want to bring you in again on the Republican side. What did you think of Hillary Clinton's response when she was asked, why voters don't trust her? Let's listen.
I am not a natural politician, in case you haven't noticed, like my husband or President Obama. So I have a view that I just have to do the best I can, get the results I can, make a difference in people's lives, and hope.
This is sort of the elephant in the room. You know, people say, especially up against Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, who seem to speak, you know, without notes, without, you know, somewhat unscripted, especially in Donald Trump's case, that it shows up that Hillary Clinton is not the best, I would say, policy. When she says politician, she means on the stump.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's the problem that many people have with Secretary Clinton when she says, I'm not a natural You are, Secretary Clinton. You've been running for your whole life. Everything you've been doing has been preparing you for this moment. She's an opportunist when it comes to politics in the political space. And so people don't trust her when she says that. Now, in terms of her campaign ability, in terms of her being someone who can connect with people on a human level, the hand grabbing, the baby kissing and all that stuff. No, she's no Bill Clinton. And frankly, she's no George W. Bush. And so that's the problem that people have. They link her to her husband and think that she'll be able to deliver. Same problem that Jeb Bush had. They linked him to his brother and thought he would be the same way. But they're much more wonkish. They're much more in looking to govern instead of being in the moment and responding from the heart and being about the political apparatus, which you have to do in order to get to the place of being president.
Well, I'll only amend one thing, which is that Hillary Clinton hasn't been running for office her whole life. She's been doing this for about 15 years, 16 years since 2000. Before that, she was a private citizen, an activist who was a spouse of a politician, not a politician herself.
Okay. Did you get to be considered a private citizen when you're the First Lady of the United States? I don't know if that quite works, but let me flip over to the Republican side, because we got a lot to talk about there as well, and there's a debate coming up tonight. But we also heard from President Obama today when he was with the Canadian Prime Minister at the White House, and he was asked about what's going on in the Republican primary, and here's what he said.
There are thoughtful conservatives who are troubled by this, who are troubled by the direction of their party. I think it is very important for them to reflect on what it is about the politics they've engaged in that allows the circus we've been seeing to transpire.
And he was asked specifically, by the way, about Donald Trump, who said this week that he will be more presidential. Let's listen to Donald Trump, because this is another sort of mini scandal in the Donald Trump world that I'm sure will not go anywhere. But let's just play it right now. The CNN's Anderson Cooper asked Trump whether Islam is at war with the West.
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it. There is an unbelievable hatred of us.
In Islam itself?
You're going to have to figure that out, okay? You'll get another Pulitzer, right?
And Anderson Cooper did not, he did not take the bait there. He pressed Donald Trump and said, wait, do you mean in all of Islam? I mean, this is an entire faith. Jamal, CNN commentators went nuts over this. You know, how can a potential commander-in-chief not know that not all of Islam has this kind of thinking? But isn't that going to resonate with Donald Trump's fans?
It will. Donald Trump is a reality TV star who has some pretty bananas kind
he's
of
also
ideas.
A businessman.
Okay, great.
He's also the front runner, by the way.
He's also the front runner.
That's
also fine. That's fine.
But my point is this, that he's this reality TV star. But what's even more disturbing is this morning you had Governor Rick Scott on television, who's the governor of the state of Florida, who would not answer the same question. He wouldn't answer that he thought that Islam, whether or not Islam was at war with the United States. This is a problem for an American party to declare that we are having some problem with an entire religion of a billion people on the planet, many of whom are American, and some of whom serve in the United States military. I think it is abhorrent, and this is what the president was getting at, which is that the Republicans are being hoisted on their own petard with Donald Trump because they've allowed this kind of craziness to exist in their party for so long.
It would be good for the president to also admit at what we have here. There are factions of Islam which are against America. It's radical Islamic terrorism. They're radical Islamic terrorists who come and that are growing.
Well, of course,
he refuses to call it what it is. And
listen,
so,
the Ku Klux Klan burns crosses in front of people's houses. They are Christians. Does that mean that we're at war with Christianity? No, we're at war with one particular group of people who use religion as a way to attack other people.
And in order to protect the religion and respect the faith of those persons who are Muslim, we should call out those specific groups and specific sects who are doing the negative things on this country, like the radical Islamic terrorists are doing. So that he doesn't want to call it out, and this is the problem. Donald Trump doesn't delineate it. The president doesn't delineate it. We need to have people on the debate stage who will call it out as it should be, and it should be done, and it should hopefully be done tomorrow.
Well, now we only have a minute left to find out what, Paris, you think is going to happen tonight.
Listen, this is what's going to happen tonight, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to watch Marco Rubio in a totally different mode. His attack Donald Trump, get on his level, backfired. It didn't work. It's going to be a different
Marco
Rubio.
He's apologized today, as a matter of fact.
He's apologized today, which was the right thing to do. And the Mitt Romney approach didn't work either. Look for Ted Cruz to not really attack Donald Trump the way that Rubio did, but still go after him because he knows it's a two-person race. It's going to be Trump v. Cruz.
The establishment will love it.
Yeah. And Kasich will come in and be the senior statesman who hopefully has to win Ohio.
I just want to point out one thing, both Paris and Jamal. Donald Trump started attacking John Kasich last night, calling him an absentee governor of the state of Ohio. So I'm not sure Donald Trump thinks that Kasich's out of the race.
Well, he knows that he has to perform well in Ohio
because
it's close. And Donald Trump likes to lead by great margins, and it's very close there. So
okay,
we'll
see.
It's going to be excited. No, we want more.
Paris Denard, you'll have another chance. Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. Thanks to you both.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So another night of no sleep tonight, Robin, as we watch another debate. You're listening to Here and Now.